My question occurred just now. You see, so much nicer than coming with a list that you've prepared long before you became who you are right now. Something born out of the dynamics of now, you see.
It really is true. What has my voice to do with it?
Say again?
My voice. Has that something to do with it? Somebody told me what you're going to teach, your voice has something to do with that.
Well, words don't teach. Strange we offer so many of them here. But what better way of communicating with someone than having conversation?
Yeah.
In other words, it's a method of the value of words. As we have a conversation that others are listening in on, it causes a focal point, which causes an energy point, which opens an energy vortex, which causes the energy to move, which brings forth the understanding.
Yeah.
So your voice is pleasant. It's something compelling. It indicates alignment. Think of your words as the focal point, and use the word focus in your mind a great deal, because everything about receiving, everything about interaction, it's all about focus. It's about you focusing your being into a receptive mode, because all of the questions have been asked. This gathering gathered before you dragged your bodies here. In other words, this gathering was prepared in the vibrational ethers, and all we're doing is selecting the rhythm through which it will unfold, because it was all asked for and given before the first bell rang.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, indeed. A room full of teachers. Stand if you think it's you. You have people around you who look to you for assistance. You recognize that their answers are already there for them, and you are just the catalyst who helps them see the answer. You're not the holder of the answer, or the thinker of the answer, or even the channeler of the answer. What you are is the channeler of the vortex through which they can hear the answer. So whose answers are they, theirs or yours? So who is more important to the equation, the one who asks or the one who answers? The one who asks every time.
Thank you, Abraham. This question didn't occur just now, but it occurred this morning after being here yesterday and sleeping.
Well, then it qualifies as a good question.
Thank you. As I observe man's inhumanity toward man and wonder why we do it, my question became, what hope do we have of achieving a more egalitarian world if souls who are reincarnating are wanting to experience the depredation, hunger, murder, luxury, excesses, rape, exploitation, etc.?
Well, we do not believe that that is an accurate depiction at all of the souls coming in. In other words, they come in eager, and they come in wanting to explore contrast because they want an expansion of who they are. But it is only in them getting caught in the crevasse between who they are and no one ever does any of those things in the first part of your statement who is in alignment with Source. And they are in alignment with Source coming in. So the hope you have for what kind of a world is it you are looking for?
A world full of love instead of hate and anger. A kinder world.
Kinder and gentler.
Yes.
It is so annoying to hear us say, find your alignment and feel kind and gentle and let law of attraction show you that, and that will be your world. And you say, I sort of accept that, but I do have this nosiness about looking out.